This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Britain's divorce from the European Union veered into fresh crisis Monday after London signaled it could undermine the exit agreement with Brussels unless free trade terms are agreed by next month. In yet another twist to the four-year saga since Britain voted narrowly to quit the EU, Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government was reportedly planning new legislation to override parts of the Brexit withdrawal agreement it signed in January. That could potentially jeopardize the whole treaty and create frictions in British-ruled Northern Ireland, where special arrangements had been made to avoid a hard border with Ireland to the south that could be detrimental to a peace agreement. Britain said it would honor the deal and was simply offering clarifications to avoid any future legal difficulties. But the Financial Times newspaper cited three people as saying the proposed internal market bill was expected to, quote, eliminate the legal force of parts of the withdrawal agreement, end quote, in areas including state aid and Northern Ireland customs. European Union leader Ursula von der Leyen warned Monday Britain is legally obliged to respect the Brexit withdrawal agreement, which must form the basis of bilateral relations going forward. The president of the European Commission said, quote, I trust the British government to implement the withdrawal agreement, an obligation under international law and prerequisite for any future partnership, end quote. Von der Leyen issued her warning after the Financial Times reported Prime Minister Johnson is planning to override part of the withdrawal treaty. Prime Minister Johnson insists a no-deal exit would be a, quote, good outcome for the UK. With talks deadlocked, Johnson says an agreement will only be possible if EU negotiators were prepared to, quote, rethink their current positions. The two sides are seeking a new trade deal on trade, security, and other issues. This is